I was so touched when I saw senior sisters were singing here.
到我们年纪到一个程度了以后, 他们能够唱这样的诗歌, 我们在座的,
I don't know how you feel, but when I saw people in an old age can sing praise to the Lord,
但愿我们每一位在座的,
到那个年龄的时候, when we reach their age,
做见证,
we wish we also can testify before the Lord
天是我们的家,
that heaven is my home.
早间的时候,
and this morning,
我不小心了, 碰到了我们姊妹,
accidentally, I hit or touched my sister, my wife.
No, the 连长姊妹.
Oh, my senior sister.
我碰到他们的时候，我就说对不起，对不起。
And oh, I accidentally bumped into them. I immediately apologized. Say sorry, sorry.
其实是碰到他的肚子。
And I hit my mom's tummy.
我说你有没有怎么样？
But her immediate reaction is that, "Are you all right?"
我说你的油膏了我的头。
I said, your fat anointed my head.
哎，你们都没有笑啊， 这个很好笑的笑话， 有笑代表已经得救了。 你们都没有笑， 开玩笑。 弟兄姐妹， 你们最近有没有看过一个很出名的一个连续剧？
Have you seen a very famous TV series recently?
在台湾， 上演了一部很出名的连续剧， 叫做 光阴的故事。
It's called The Story of Time.
有没有看过？
Have you, some of you seen that?
Yes. 其实最近呢, 我又看了一部连续剧, 很好看。
And there's another good series recently.
这是从, 国内来的一个连续剧。
It's made in China.
叫做鸽子少。 你们可能有没有听过？ 有些人听过, 有些人没听过。 它是讲的是一个, 北京, 好像不算是大宅院, 是住在胡同的一个家的这样子。
It's a story of a household in the city of Beijing.
我之所以提到这件事情, 早年的时候, 我在, Monterey Park上班。
And many years ago, when I worked in Monterey Park,
每次吃中饭的时候, 都会 到一个很有名的一个牛肉店的一个饭馆去吃饭。
And I always go to this very famous restaurant for lunch.
要经过 Las Tunas.
And I need to pass Las Tunas Avenue.
这家牛肉面真的非常好吃。
And they have wonderful beef noodle soup.
我不想讲出名字, 因为等下录音的话就不好意思。那我就到这家去吃饭。
So I will go there for lunch.
我每次点的就是红烧牛肉面。
And I always order the beef stew noodle soup.
这个牛肉面啊, 说不出来的味道就是好吃。
And it's just so delicious. I don't know why.
他而且每一天他只卖300碗。
And they only sell 300 bowls each day.
到了下午3点钟, 他如果卖完了, 他就不做了。
And they will stop selling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
是非常有名的一家牛肉面。
It's a very famous restaurant for a beef stew noodle soup.
每一次都是客满。
And it's always full house.
那次我去的时候也是客满。
And so no exception, I went there, it was full.
结果有一个客人进去了。
And then this guest came in.
结果那个店其实不是很大。It
was a very small restaurant.
结果那个客人坐在那里的时候，突然就把那个报纸拿出来看。
And then there was a customer reading newspaper while he was eating.
老板就跑出来。So
the owner of the business came out.
他说：“先生啊，我们这里是吃饭的地方，你要看报纸，请你到别的地方去看。”
So he said, "Mister, I'm sorry. This is a restaurant, the place people come here to eat. If you need to read newspapers, please go somewhere else."
老板蛮有个性的。
And that owner was some character.
后来我就跟我姐夫就提了这件事情。
So I mentioned this to my brother-in-law about what I saw.
我姐夫是东北沈阳人。
And my brother-in-law came from northeastern part of China, 沈阳。
他们家也很会做牛肉面。
And they also are good at cooking noodle soup.
我讲了神龙活现了, 他觉得他也要去尝尝这个。
And because I kept on praising this place, so he decided to go visit the place as well.
结果就告诉他这一家,
so I told him to go, and so he visited the store.
他吃完了以后呢,
when he finished eating,
他就跟那个老板,
he talked to the business owner.
他说啊, 你这个吃牛肉面要放点番茄, 我不知道弟兄姐妹知不知道, 要点番茄会提味。
So maybe you, do you know when you cook noodles, beef noodle soup, it's good to put some tomatoes?
他就跟那老板稍微建了一下意思。
So he made a recommendation, says you may want to add some tomatoes in your soup base.
那老板跟他说。
And the owner said,
先生，如果你觉得不好吃，请你出去。
Said, Mister, if you don't like the taste, please leave.
我对这个老板就越来越有兴趣。
So I got even more interested in the character of this owner.
事后呢，我姐夫回来跟我讲。
And my brother-in-law returned and shared with me.
这老板还挺拽的耶。
He said, wow, what a character he was.
后来我事后就特别去跟那个老板去聊聊天。
So later on, when I had a chance, I would chat with him.
我就跟他聊天了。
So I would talk to him.
结果发现这个老板也是从台湾来的。
And I realized he came from Taiwan.
他住在眷村里面。
He also grew up in the military village.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有些从国内来不知道可能什么叫眷村。
For people from China, you may not understand what does it mean to what is a military household village. That's where I grew up from.
所以我刚刚一提到就讲到那个光阴的故事。
And so that's just like the story you saw in the TV series, The Story of Time.
昨天我还跟那个张迪安还聊聊天。
And yesterday I chat with Mr. Chan.
April 的先生。
Oh, April's husband.
我们那个眷村呢、啊、我们那个眷村
The village I grew up from
就是在现在台北的一个三军大学就是三军大学的旁边那个眷村
Was a little village next to the university for army
那么我们这个眷村呢出了两种人
And there are two types of people in our village
一种人呢
One is
不好好念书
People that don't bother to study,
像我这样
like me.
一种人是非常会念书
And the other type is very diligent.
我们眷村出了一个有名的人我一讲可能弟兄姐妹
And there is somebody very famous came out of our village.
我们那时候出了一个台湾有一个叫做李宗贵
And there is a famous female, 宗贵李
她嫁给后来司法院院长还是什么人
And she married to a very famous governmental officer.
非常有名。
She's very famous.
那我呢，是属于前面那一个不爱念书的。
And I was the type that didn't like to study.
我们家的邻居呢，右边邓妈妈家。
And my next door neighbor, Mrs. Chen's household.
他们家有五个小孩。
They have five kids.
三个女的，两个男的。
Three girls, two boys.
三个女的全部都读台大。
And all the girls went to the best university in Taiwan.
台大经济。台大经济，台大外文。
Major in economics, two major in economics, one major in English.
我们住在他们家隔壁，压力蛮大。
And you can expect the pressure that our kids have in my house.
他的儿子呢，跟普佑是一个学校的，师大附中。
And her son went to the same high school as Stephen here.
因为我们三军大学早年的时候，我还没出生呢。早年的时候是从新竹迁到台北来。
And before I was born, that university was relocated from city of Hsinchu to Taipei.
因为那个他的名字叫做邓竹峰啊，竹峰就是新竹的风大嘛，所以叫邓竹峰。
And he has his name, which means very windy city, Hsinchu.
他是师大附中毕业。
And he graduated from the same high school as Stephen.
他高中毕业了以后。
And after he graduated.
可能开窍了。
He suddenly, you know, decided to study hard.
哦，不是，他不是 study hard， 突然不爱念书了。
He suddenly decided not to study hard.
他大学考两次。
So he took the entrance examination for college twice, just like myself.
结果呢，他就进了海军官校。
And then he ended into this Navy college.
他是他们同期中的哈，就是同辈毕业当中的。所有的应届的海军官校的同学当中，最早的一个当舰长。
And he was the first graduate from Navy College of his year that became a captain of a ship.
因为他的长相啊，很像猩猩。
Because he looked like a gorilla.
我们就叫他老高。
So we call him A, old monkey.
他有一个弟弟。
And he actually made a movie?
没有，他有一个弟弟，不是 movie。
He had a younger brother.
我有那么好笑？他有个弟弟，读的是 建国中学夜间部。
And he went to the best high school, but it's the night shift.
后来呢，读了海洋大学。
And he went to this Ocean University in Geelong.
你知道我们住在这个眷村里面啊。
So when you live in that village,
一共四十二家。
There are about 42 households.
你家的盐，我家的油啊，清清楚楚。
Everybody knows what happened in each household.
我就在生长这个环境里面。
And that's the kind of environment I grew up from.
我不爱念书。
I didn't like to study.
我记得我38年以前吧。
38 years ago.
我差不多十五十六岁。
When I was about 16.
我读的是。算是二流的学校。
I was in the second class type of school.
这个学校只有英妈妈知道。
英妈妈 might know what that school is about.
因为这个学校呢，是介绍是纪念陈副顾总统叫陈慈修。
Because the school was established in the memory of this senior vice president of the country many years ago, Mr. Chan.
我十五岁的那一年。
When I was at 15.
我非常清楚。
I still remember clearly.
那一年的夏天
that summer,
高一要升高二的时候
when I was about to promote from the 10th grade to the 11th grade,
那年天气很热
I remember it was a hot summer day.
我们都住在学校的里面
and we live in school dorm.
住在学校里面的时候那一年我们刚好要从高一要升高二
when we were about to move up from the 10th to 11th grade,
但是还没有升之前呢我们有一个竞赛
And before that, we have this contest.
有一个英文的背诵比赛吧，我不太记得，好像是背诵比赛。
It's like a English recitation competition.
然后有一个同学叫李超伟，这个我记得很清楚。
My friend, Mr. Lee.
也姓李，对，李超伟。他呢就跑过来调侃我。
He came and teased me.
哎呀，他说 Joseph, 你。不会拿到名次。
So Joseph, you won't even be in the ranking for this contest.
我心想，我是代表班上，你怎么讲这种风凉话
？And I wonder why did he mock me like that?
我心里面一个意念进来。
So this thought came to me.
按照北京话来讲呢
？According to the saying of Beijing.
怎么讲？按照东北话来讲。
According to the The face in northeastern part of China.
我一巴掌要呼死他，你知道吗？那种感觉在我的里面。
I want to slap his face right away.
然后第二个意念进来了。
But the second thought also came into my mind.
我一巴掌就想劈死他一半。
And I want to strike him dead and split him into half.
这是我心里的故事。
That's the condition of my heart then.
哎，其实我还做了嘞。
And actually, I tried.
我上前去啊。
So I step forward.
我上前两步，啪，给他一巴掌。
And I slapped his face.
他戴了一个金边眼镜，那个时候很流行金边眼镜。
He wore this golden frame glasses.
哦，那个 Susan 有戴那个金边眼镜。
Just like what Susan has on her face.
打过去。
And I slapped him on his face.
你知道住在眷村的孩子们呢
？You know, people grew up in the military village.
都非常带种。
We are very bold. Yeah.
我们一巴掌就把他打过去，以后那个眼镜啊，他找不到了。
And I one slap on his face, he lost his glasses.
好，这件事情我就以为没事了。
And I thought that was it.
结果后来我就回到我的座位上。
And I returned to my own seat.
结果呢
？And then.
结果那个李超伟啊。
That my friend Mr. Lee.
他因为我们那个。我们在这个慈修是靠近这个三峡土城啊，那边的风非常大。
And because we live in our school is located a place very windy.
那个门呢、啊，都旁边都有一个挡的，像那个 door stopper,
There's a door stopper for each classroom.
但是我们那个不用 door stopper， 我们是放一个砖。
Instead of door stopper, we use a brick.
就捡起那个砖了、啊。
So he picked up the brick.
我坐在后头。
I was sitting in the back of the room.
三两个箭步啊！
And he rushed to me with a brick in his hand.
拿了那个砖。
And running toward me.
拿了那个砖。
He with the brick in his hand.
他就抓到我的那个身上去。
And then he threw the brick at me.
我什么都没看到。
I didn't even see that coming.
我就倒在地上。
And before I see anything coming, I was knocked to the floor.
弟兄姐妹，什么叫做人就这么一口气啊？
Then I realized that you really have one breath.
我就马上倒下去。
And then immediately was knocked down.
倒下去。
I couldn't breathe.
哇，真的很不，真的不能 breathe.
I really couldn't breathe.
我的哥们呢
？And my buddies.
全部啊，一个叫林启东。
And one is in the last name Lin.
一个叫林姿茂。
And another one is also in the last name Lin.
都是我的 buddy buddy.
They were all my buddies.
一上去啊， they, 看了就把他海锤一顿了。
They came up and then and beat him up.
我就躺在那边啊。
I lay on the ground, couldn't really breathe.
我同学看不得了啊。
So they, all the friends saw that was emergency.
脸色我相信可能已经发青了。
I probably looked very pale, even turning green.
他们同学看不得了。
And so my classmates saw what happened.
赶快把我抬出去。
So they carried me outside of the room.
抬到那个保健室。
Brought me to the emergency, the nursing room.
可是保健室啊，就在旁边，就是教官室。
And the nursing office happened to be the next door of the disciplinary officer's office.
你知道大事化小，小事化无。
Usually you want to minimize the event whenever you can.
经过教官室就惨了嘛。
But once you pass by that military and that disciplinary officer's office,
教官也出来了。
He noticed what happened, so he came to us.
可能弟兄姐妹国内来的不知道什么叫教官呢。
I mean, you may not know what disciplinary officer does in school.
教官好像在 high school 镇里的 high school 的像一个，有点像 police 这种哈。
They're like the security officer in high school nowadays.
结果这件事情就爆发出来。
So the whole thing came to the open.
前小弟两个大过，两个小过。
So I got scolded with a written records.
一个警告就 out.
And one more little warning, I'll be expelled out of school.
打我的李超伟，
李
超伟。
The classmate Lee who hit me.
他真的是我讲的都是真有其事，都不是比喻的。你们这个表情很怪，
Mr. Lee,
好像我在说故事。
My friend.
结果李超伟就被退学了。
And was expelled.
他被退学了以后呢
？After he was expelled.
过了两年，我去我们升到高三的时候。
When I was in 12th grade.
李超伟来看我。
Mr. Lee came to see me.
他穿了一个非常有名的一个制服。
He wears a uniform.
建国中学。
And says the 建国 High School means the best high school in Taiwan.
是 Tim 王的学弟，建国中学。
And our brother Timothy's younger student.
哇，他来在我面前示威。
So he was there to show off.
但这些事情只是过往云烟。
And all these things have passed.
都不是重点。
And they are not what I'm trying to share.
那年的夏天是我的重点。
But what happened that summer is what I try to share.
我被打了以后。
After I was hit.
我突然里面不敢说是长大也好，或者是说突然里面有一个感觉。
Suddenly, I won't say I just suddenly grew up overnight, but I had this feeling.
从小爸爸妈妈带我去教会。
That I go to church since I was a little boy.
从来也没有觉得主在我生命上有留下任何的痕迹。
And I never felt that the Lord left any mark or print on me.
那年夏天我去到台湾有一个地方叫阳明山的岭头。
And that summer I went to this place called 阳明山。
我在那边参加了夏令会。
I attended a summer conference.
那年的夏天，那年的夏天。
Uh-huh.
那年的夏天我就得救了。
And I was saved that summer.
我为什么得救？
How?
我真的也不清楚。
I didn't know how I was saved.
但是我听到讲员在述说的时候。
But when the speaker was sharing,
我里面非常的感动。
I was just so touched.
就刚刚唱的那首诗歌一样。
Just like the first song we sang.
我爸爸妈妈很爱我耶。
Hey, my parents love me so much.
我们家三个小孩。
We have three kids in our house.
我是我们家唯一最小的，而且还是男生的。
And I'm the youngest of all three, and I'm the only boy.
不敢说爸爸不爱，妈妈不宠，但是很不错的。
And my parents really love me.
可是那天我突然感觉到，在这世界上除了父母以外，还有一个人比父母还更爱我。
But in that summer conference, I suddenly sensed there's one more person who loves me even more than my parents.
我虽然没有见过他。
I haven't seen him before.
就感觉到哎呀，他爱我。
But I can feel that he loves me.
那天讲最后一天晚上的时候，讲员说，谁愿意一生决志在主的面前
？Therefore, and the at the evening message, the speaker says, "Who wants to believe in Jesus Christ and offer his life in His hand?" So I raised my hand.
我就这样信了耶稣。
And that's how I came to know Jesus.
今天我们要读一段圣经。
And this morning I want to read a passage with you.
请你们翻开约翰福音第三章。约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to John chapter 3.
我们请这个建国中学的学长这个 Tim 黄来念。约翰福音第三章第一节到第十五节。
Can we ask Brother Tim to read chapter 3, verses 1 to 15?
Amen.
从灵生的就是灵，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇，风吹到地里吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去，凡从圣灵生的也是如此。一个尼姑问他说，怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的人都得永生。
阿门。我们现在建中的同学
，Thank you very much。
这里面说到有一个犹太，有一个法利赛人。
Here we have a Pharisee。
他的名字叫做尼哥底母。
His name is Nicodemus。
是犹太人的官。
And he's a member of the Jewish ruling court。
这个法利赛人。
This Jew, this Pharisee。
你知道我们读圣经的时候知道法利赛人吗？对不对
？And you know what Pharisees are, right？
他们热爱祖宗的律法。
And they have this great love for the laws for his forefathers.
热爱祖宗的遗传。
And the tradition from the forefathers.
这位法利赛人尼哥底母是犹太人的官。
And this particular Pharisee Nicodemus is a member of the Jewish ruling council.
这个官呢是有两个口。
And in Chinese, the word official or a member of council has two mouths.
做官的人都是。
Two square, like two mouths.
做官的人都是动口而不动手。
So that kind of representing if you are an officer, hiring an officer, you mainly move your mouth, not necessarily moving your hands.
这个人有几个特征。
And this person has a few characteristics.
他在社会上是有地位的。
He is highly regarded.
他年纪应该是比我们的主年纪要大。
And he must be older than Jesus.
因为你读到第四节的时候就说人已经老了，所以他年纪应该是比耶稣是年纪大。
And just like in verse 4, he said, how can a man be born when he is old?
在社会上是有地位的。
He has pretty good social status.
是有权位的。
And he has position and power.
是有一点学问。
And he probably pretty well educated.
因为我们主也称说你是以色列人的先生，所以他虽然是有学问的。
And because Jesus says, aren't you the teachers of the law? So we knew this man must be well educated.
哎，这位老兄啊，去见我们的主耶稣。
And this man came to see Jesus.
他见我们的主耶稣的时候，他里面有个心态。
Yeah, his condition was like this.
他里面虽然他在社会上，在名利上有一点地位，但是他愿意不耻下问。
Even though he was highly regarded socially, but he was very humble. He wanted to ask Jesus for help.
来见我们的主。
He was willing to see Jesus.
我们说饥渴慕义的人。
And those who are hungry for righteousness,
这人就有福了。
Jesus said, blessed is this kind of person.
因为神会使这些人得到保全。
Because they will be satisfied.
但是这个人有一个很特别的一个特征。
And this person is very unique.
那人夜里来见耶稣。
That he came to see Jesus at night.
他说拉比。
He said, Robbie.
他说我知道你是从神那里来做师父的。
I know that you are a teacher who has come from God.
因为你所行的神迹，若不是神与你同在，无人能行。
Because no one could perform the kind of miracles that you are doing except God's with you.
这个人里面有个心态，他晚上来见我们的主。
This man came to see Jesus at night.
啊，姑且我们就说他因为晚间呢。他跟主耶稣有一个单独的交通吧。
So he had this one-on-one fellowship with Jesus.
可是从另外一个角度来看。
And from another point of view.
他可能是因为他不愿意让人家知道他晚上来见我们的主。
And he went to Jesus at night, maybe because he didn't want other people to see that he came to Jesus.
他在地位，在社会的地位上是崇高的。
Because he had this high up position in the community.
他要去见一个很卑微的一个木匠的儿子的。
But he was about to visit his lowly carpenter's son, so he did it at night.
还是怪怪的吧。
So he probably felt kind of embarrassed for doing so.
让人家说出去也不好。
And he didn't want to be teased by others.
所以晚上来见我们。
So he went to Jesus at night.
他说拉比啊，我知道你有一件事情。
He said, Rabbi, I knew this.
他说你所做的这一切的神迹啊。
That all this miraculous sign that you performed,
如果神不与你同在，无人能够行。
You won't be able to do it unless God is with you.
他里面有一个饥渴慕义的心。
And this man was hungry for what's right.
他里面还有一个渴慕说，如果我们这位木匠的儿子能给我一点教训的话。
And he was hungry to receive some teaching from this carpenter's son.
改善我的行为。
And maybe I can improve myself even better.
那么我可能做得还更好。
And I can become a better person.
但是我们的主却回答说。
And then Jesus replied.
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，不能够见神的国。
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
这里面说到一点，我们的主没有回答他的问题。
And it's like Jesus did not answer his question directly.
似乎是答非所问。
Actually, he didn't even answer his question.
他说，人若不重生。
He said, unless a man is born again.
这个重生是再来一次。
To be born again.
什么叫做重？
What does again mean?
重可能我们来就地重游啊。
And it's like return one more time.
生呢，可能是代表生长、生产。
And born means be born.
这里的重生就是说 born from above.
Here it means to be born from above.
再生产一次，从上面再生产。
To be born again, but it's born from above.
不能够见神的国。
Unless you are born again from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
答非所问啊。
It's like Jesus did not bother to answer his question at all.
这个人也觉得蛮突兀的。
And I think Nicodemus must be puzzled.
你知道我们家有三个小孩，我大姐、二姐还有我。
I have three siblings in my generation. I have two older sisters.
当我二姐出生没多久的时候。
Shortly after my second sister was born.
我们家的邻居有一个叫曹奶奶。
And there is a senior lady next door.
她就跟我妈妈讲。
And she told my mom.
她说你这个女儿蛮怪的。
I think something is wrong with your daughter.
她说一般的孩子到一个几岁还是。就会坐。
Usually when the infant reaches certain age, the infant will be able to sit up.
但是曹奶奶跟我妈妈讲说你这个女儿不会坐。
But she noticed how my second sister could not sit up at that age.
我妈妈也觉得蛮有异样的。
And my mom also noticed the difference.
后来就发现我二姐有一些问题。
And later on we realized my second sister physically has some defects, has some problems.
我妈妈也是因为这样的缘故也信了主。
And because of her physical issue, my mom came to know the Lord as well.
当她有了我的时候
When my mom gave birth to me,
她是很大的勇气
And that took some courage to give birth to another child. 你要站在一个
妈妈的角度来看的时候
From the perspective of a mom,
当她生第二个女儿有这样一个情形
Because she just gave birth to a daughter who has some physical issues.
她很担心说这个孩子我也有问题
So it's very natural for her to be concerned about the third child.
其实我的问题也蛮多的。
Well, indeed, I do have a lot of issues.
你们看到我这个高中就是这副德行。
You knew how I was when I was a teenager.
所以我妈生我的时候也是付了很大的代价。
And so my mom paid a great price to give birth to me.
这你所谓的重生。
And here it says to be born again.
再生产一次。
Means to be born again.
这个尼哥底母他很奇怪，他就说，人怎能重生呢？人已经老了。
So, Nicodemus was very confused that how could a man to be born again once he's old?
如何能重生呢？
How can he be born again?
岂能从母腹再生出来一遍吗？
Can he return to his mother's womb and to be born again?
主耶稣又对他说，我实实在在的告诉你。
And Jesus says, I tell you the truth.
人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
That no man can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit.
当我妈妈生我的时候，
When my mother gave birth to me,
我爸爸是蛮高兴的。
My father was very happy.
哦，家里有个儿子。
Finally, he's got a son.
他跟我大姐讲。
So he told my older sister,
哦，今年有弟弟在家过年了。
We have a, you will have a younger brother for the new year at this time.
爸爸蛮重男轻女。
So he really likes to have a son.
下次我碰到他，我会问他为什么这么重男轻女。
And when I see him next time in heaven, I will question him, why do you like son more than daughters?
当我们从母父的眼光来看这件事情的时候，母父的眼光来看这件，从母亲的眼光来看这件事情的时候。
So when you try to see this thing from the perspective of a mother,
妈妈是觉得很担心的。
Of course, my mom was very concerned about giving birth to another child.
怎么可能？在生的时候是非常紧张的。
So she was very nervous before I was born.
可是一切生产顺利的时候，
But because the whole birth process went very smoothly,
带来了喜乐。
There's joy at the end of the journey.
我记得我太太生Stephen 的时候，
And just like when my wife gave birth to Stephen,
我那天下着毛毛雨，
And it was drizzling that day.
是在半夜。
It was midnight.
我不知道弟兄姐妹你们生产的时候男生有没有进过产房。
I don't know, did you keep company with your wife when she gave birth?
啊。你们有没有进过产房？
Were you next to your wife when they gave birth?
有没有进过产房？哦，有。有些人有，有些人没有。有些人有，有些人没有。
Some people do, some people were with their wives, some people were not with their wives.
那天我姊妹在产房的时候，
And when my wife gave birth,
我就远远的，
I stood in the distance.
我一辈子就看到血我就会昏倒。
Because I'm the kind of person that is afraid to see blood.
我就远远的看着她。
So I tried to look at the process in the distance.
我不敢静静的看。
I didn't want to go close.
哦，当儿子生下来之后，
So when my son was born,
好像这十个月当中所有的劳苦，
You feel that all the labor, 你的劳苦
不，我没有劳苦啊，是姊妹的劳苦。
The suffering that my wife went through in the past few 10 months.
我也蛮累的，我现在想起来。
And I labor a little bit too.
不是姊妹那时候蛮辛苦的。
Yeah, because I had to take care of her.
后来看到这件，看到儿子出生的时候。
The moment when my son was born.
就觉得好像神实在。给我们许多的怜悯和恩典。
And I just felt the grace and mercy from God was so tremendous.
那一天尼哥底母问这件事情的时候，
That day when Nicodemus asked Jesus this question,
他说人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
So how can a man, old man, return to the mother's womb to be born again?
在他的里面想法。
And in his mind,
他一直用肉体的想法。
He was thinking about the man's way.
主耶稣就回答说，
And Jesus replied,
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
No one can enter into the kingdom of God unless he was born of water
and the Holy Spirit. 这里面说到一件事情，我们的主是实实在在的又一次的告诉他。
So Jesus was trying to tell him,
他说人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的。
No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
水洗净了我们一切的污秽。
And the water cleanses all of our sins.
圣灵让我们在主的面前重新的生命有更新。
And the Holy Spirit renew our life before the Lord.
所以借着水和圣灵，
Through the water and through the Spirit,
我们可以进神的国。
We can enter the kingdom of God.
我们可以成为神家中的人。
We can become a member of the household of God.
从黑暗的权势进入爱子的国度。
We can be transferred from the realm of kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
他说了这件事情之后，
And after Jesus had this conversation,
他说 从肉体生的就是肉体，从灵生的就是灵。
He said, flesh gives birth to flesh, and the spirit gives birth to spirit.
当我们在肉身的时候，总觉得是说，哎呀，在生一个小孩子的时候，这是肉体生的，这是肉体生的。
When we are in our flesh, when we give birth to our children, that flesh gives birth to flesh.
但是在这里面说到一件事情。
But here Jesus is telling us something.
从灵生的便是从圣灵生的就是灵。
And the spirit gives birth to spirit.
讲到我们如果里面没有更新改变。
So unless we're changed and quickened from our spirit.
在这条路上。
And in our journey of faith.
我们要不断的更新。
We need to be continuously renewed and refreshed.
我们外面虽然毁坏。
Yes, our body can go decay.
但是里面内心新似一天。
But our inner strength, inner man should be renewed each day.
我们就可以在主的面前再生一次。
And that is the experience of being born again.
他就说。
And so Jesus said here.
说你们必须重生。
That a man has to be born again to enter the kingdom.
你们必须重生。
Therefore you have to be born again.
你知道我们的主很少说必须哈。
And Jesus really said you must.
你们必须重生。
And so you must be born again.
然后就跟尼哥底母说，你不要以为稀奇。
So, and he said, don't be surprised.
他说风随着意思吹。
So the wind blows wherever it pleases.
你们听到风的响声。
You may hear the wind sound.
却不知道风从哪里来，要到哪里去。
You cannot tell where it comes from and where it is going.
这里面说到一件事情，风和圣灵是同样的事。
So the wind here represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也同样做这样的事。
Because the Holy Spirit moves in the same way as the wind.
当我们里面有圣灵的时候。
When we have the Holy Spirit inside of us.
虽然我们从来没有见过主。
Even though we never saw Jesus with our naked eyes.
但是我们可以感觉到。
But we can feel His presence.
我们从来没有见过风。
And just like we never saw how wind moves.
但是你可以感觉到有风。
But you can feel the wind.
你从来没有见过爱。
You never saw love.
但是你可以感觉到有爱。
But you can feel and sense love.
这里面讲了一件事情。
And here's telling us one thing.
那一天，我们的主对尼哥底母说。
Jesus said to Nicodemus.
虽然风不知道从哪里来。
Even though we don't know where the wind comes from.
但是我今天晚上跟你讲的这些话。
But what I just told you.
我告诉你，圣灵在这里。
I can tell you that's how the Holy Spirit moves.
今天早间也是这样。
And this morning when we're sharing here,
他告诉你圣灵在这里。
And I can, Jesus telling us that Holy Spirit is here.
当我们的连长姊妹在这里唱诗歌的时候。
When our dear sister were singing praises here,
头一次的爱。
They sang about that first love.
我不知道你们有没有接受过头一次的爱。
And I don't know, have you encountered this first love?
当我们接受到头一次的爱的时候
，and when you came into contact with the first love，
我虽然嘴巴说不出来
，maybe we don't know how to describe it，
但是我们知道神在这里
，but you know that God is here。
然后他就说
，and then it says，
然后尼哥底母就回答说
，and then Nicodemus continued by asking，
怎么会有这样的事呢
？How can this be？
我们的主就对他说
，and so the Lord said。
他说我们知道的我们所明白的是我们所知道的
And I speak of things that I know
我们所传的见证呢我们所说的见证是我们所看见的
And we testify to what we have seen
但是你们却不能够领会
But you people do not accept or understand
在那一天里面弟兄姐妹你们觉得尼哥底母到底得救了没有
Do you feel that Nicodemus was saved that night?
你们觉得他得救了没有
？Do you think that he was saved that night?
有人点头。
Some people nodded.
你们觉得尼哥底母得救了
？Their head. What do you think?
哎，属灵说没有得救。
And some people says no.
的确，这个尼哥底母是没有得救。
Yes, he wasn't saved that night.
他那天听着我们的主跟他说的这一番话的时候。
Because after Jesus said all these to him.
他还是五傻傻。
He was very confused.
但是如果你再去读这个尼哥底母这个人的时候
But if you study more about this person
你去读到约翰福音第七章的时候五十到五十一节
In John chapter 3 chapter 7
你们会发现尼哥底母是怎么样的一个人
And then you will realize what kind of person he was
尼哥底母那天晚上去见我们的主。
And Jesus, Nicodemus visited Jesus at night.
到了第七章五十一五十节到五十一节的时候。
And when you see chapter 7 verses 50 and 51,
他是暗暗的来保卫我们的主耶稣。
And he was trying to protect Jesus in secret.
因为在所有的法利赛人里面，只有一个底母出了声音。
And you could tell, Bible only mentioned one Pharisee that spoke up for the sake of Jesus.
因为我们知道尼哥底母就很明白我们的主是无辜的。
Because he knew clearly in his heart that Jesus was innocent.
他讲了一句话。
So he said this.
如果你们不让本人，就是我们的主耶稣，本人有任何的口供，你们怎么用我们的律法来判他的罪呢？
He says, does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?
我们在三章的时候发现尼哥底母似乎没有完全的得救。
And in chapter 3, it was very clear that Nicodemus was not saved.
但是到了第七章的时候，
But when it comes to chapter 7,
他也是暗暗的来保卫我们的。
And you saw he tried to help Jesus in secret.
这位尼哥底母是一个有钱的人。
And this man was also a rich man.
在社会上也有地位。
And he was highly regarded in his community.
当我们的主挂在木头上的时候，
And when Jesus was crucified,
他做了一个非常惊天动地的事情。
And he did something very great.
如果弟兄姐妹有时间的话，读到最后的时候，十九章。
If you have time, you can study chapter 19. That's towards the end.
我们的主挂在木头上。
When Jesus was hung on the cross,
他带了香药和抹药和香膏。
And Nicodemus was the one who brought the myrrh and anointing.
100斤。
And was weigh 100 kilograms.
100斤相当于
75 pounds.
是非常极昂贵的。
And this very expensive materials, the myrrh and the aloes.
前面他是默默暗暗的。
And when he first came to Jesus, he did everything in secret.
到了最后，他是明明的安葬我们的主。
But towards the end, he did it openly, try to bury Jesus with something very, very precious.
在这个连串的过程里面，我们看到了尼哥底母是有这么大的一个变化。
And you saw the transformation of this man.
到底我们的主对他说了一些什么话？
And what did Jesus say to him?
我们的主说，从来没有人升过天。
And Jesus said, no one ascended into heaven.
只有我们的主升过天。
Only Jesus was in heaven before.
摩西在旷野如何举蛇？
And Jesus said how Moses lifted up the snake.
我们的主也照样被举起来。
So is the Son of Man will be lifted up.
信他的人能够得到永远的生命。
So everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
这里面讲到举蛇这件事。
And now Jesus talked about the event of lifting the snake.
上个礼拜我们的弟兄在这里有点交通。
And last week Brother E was here sharing with us.
他说 game still not over yet.
He encourages by telling us an example that the game is not over yet.
The battle is still not over yet.
So a lot of times our struggles are not over yet.
弟兄姐妹，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们在走这条路上的时候。
When we are walking on this journey.
我们是有高山和低谷。
Yes, they are going to be hilltops. They are going to be deep down.
但是那一天摩西在旷野怎么样举蛇的时候，
But that day when Moses lifted the snake,
我们的主也照样被举起来。
And one day the Son of Man would be lifted up as well.
这里面讲了一件，看到那个铜蛇，人都要活过来。
And the story about Moses was that people got so sick, and then when they look up to the brown snake on his staff, whoever look up to that snake would be saved and healed.
他知道我们犯罪。
And Jesus knew that we are sinners.
但是我们一看到那个铜蛇就要活过来。
And as long as we look up to the brown snake representing Jesus, we'll be alive.
那个铜蛇只有一个。
And there's only one brown snake.
那个主只有一个。
And our Lord is that brown snake.
这个铜蛇是象征的。
And that brown snake in Moses' time represents Jesus in the latter time.
它是没有毒的。
And it's without poison.
我们的主带着肉身。
Jesus in his flesh.
带着我们的罪。
And carrying the sin of the world.
他是唯一的。
He was the only one.
他是没有罪的。
And he is without sin.
就像那个铜蛇一样。
Just like the copper, the bronze snake.
当我们一看到我们的主。
So when we look up to the Son of Man on the cross.
我们所有的里面的人都要复苏过来。
And our entire being from within will be quickened.
信他的人都要得到永生。
And he who believes in him will have eternal life.
那里面小字说得很好。
And the little footprints here says well.
信他到里面的人都要得到永远的生命。
Whoever believing into him will have eternal life.
在我们这条路上。
And when we follow Jesus.
也许我们刚蒙恩没有多久。
Maybe we're a new born again Christian.
也许我们信主多年。
Maybe we have been Christian for years.
但是我们却是有确据的。
But we all have this assurance.
我们坚持盼望。
That we will hold on to our hope.
坚持到底。
And we'll hold up all the way to the end.
在这条路上我们有把握。
We have this assurance.
虽然我们有不同的遭遇。
Yes, we have different experiences following the Lord. We have different circumstances.
虽然经济是那么样的不景气。
Yes, economy may be very poor now.
弟兄姐妹也许在待业的当中里面。
Maybe you are waiting to find a job.
但是我们的主是信实的。
But our Lord is faithful.
我们的主从来没有嫌弃过我们。
He never considered us not worthy.
当我们抬头仰望我们的主的时候
，All we need to do is look up to Him, our Lord.
我们里面充满无比的喜乐与盼望。
Then you'll be filled with joy and hope.
我们在这一生当中
，And in our days.
我有的时候看到姨妈妈，看到我自己的母亲在。
Every time when I saw senior sisters like Mrs. In or my own mother.
当我们脸长发白的时候。
When we, our hair turn gray,
我们是否还在神的手中有用
？Are we still useful in the hands of God？
我们是否还能够坐在神的家里面
？Are we still a member of the household of God？
在神的家中住一日，甚是在别处住千日。
You know, dwelling in the house of God for one day surpasses to be in elsewhere for thousand days.
神爱我们到极深之处。
And God has loved us so much.
他把自己都舍了。
That He gave His own life.
信主不是很困难的。
And it's really not hard to believe.
你也不要遭受什么样的打击。
You don't have to wait until you have some very difficult experience.
你更不要遭受到一块砖头打到你身上。
And you don't have to have some problem occur to you.
你也不要因为只有一口气没有了或者有的时候才来相信耶稣。
And don't believe in Jesus until you're holding your last breath.
在我们这条人生的道路里面。
And on this way of the Lord.
基督主是我们唯一的真方向。
And Jesus is our true direction.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神在我们人生的每一个台阶的里面。
And every step of the way.
他都安排不同的弟兄姐妹在我们的周围。
God will put aside us next to our different brothers and sisters.
他也许是。也许是我们的弟兄姐妹，也许是别处的弟兄姐妹。
It may be Christians in our own church, maybe Christians from other church.
但是里面有一个心，就是主爱你。
But there's only one message He's sending is that He loves you.
因为我们都是白白的得来。
And we have received this grace freely.
也当白白的舍去。
We're supposed to give it out freely.
在这条路上
，On this way，
时间很快就过去了。
Time passes by so fast.
我记得我妈妈年轻的时候跟我讲，她过了四十岁，她就不想活了。
And I remember when I was a little boy, my mom says, you know, I don't want to bother to live beyond 40. But she's now 84.
自己开车子。
And she still drives.
厉不厉害？
She's great.
对。我要跟弟兄姐妹交通一件事情。
So I want to share with you.
我们实在靠主有无比的盼望。
With the Lord, we have hope indefinitely.
虽然我们里面有软弱。
Yes, I feel weak.
虽然在大环境里面，实在我们有的时候经历上起起伏伏。
Yes, we may encounter very unfortunate events.
虽然我们根本就比不上所谓这个犹太人的官。
And maybe we are much worse than this Pharisee here.
这个尼哥底母又有前世又有权势，在社会上又有地位。
And Nicodemus was very rich and highly regarded, has a wonderful social status.
我们远远跟他比差太远。
We can't even compare with him.
但是他也需要耶稣。
But even for someone like him, still needed Jesus.
像我们这样卑贱的人。
And for us, lowly people.
我们更需要我们的主。
We need Jesus even more.
当我们在主的面前需要有一个生命大改变的时候。
So when we want to have this change in our life.
这里面不是任何的比喻。
And we are not using any parables here.
为什么不是比喻呢
？Why not?
重生。
To be born again,
重生不是比喻。
It's not a comparison or a parable.
为什么不是比喻
？Why not?
你不可能说， 我儿子生出来是一个比喻，这是 doesn't make sense.
Just like you cannot say, oh, the fact that my son was born was just a story.
是在我们在主的里面再生了一次。
But it's indeed a fact that we can be born again through Jesus.
我们里面有一个悔改的心。
And as long as we have a repentant heart.
耶稣爱我们。
And Jesus loves us.
我们来唱605首。
Can we sing 605?
三方天国和世界故事，耶稣带上生命，主把全同胞乐欢留下最真爱为欢喜，
救主为你舍命，
救主为你舍命，我虽救主舍命时并破碎，为你为我上悬十架。救主赦免心破碎，
我们请姊妹们来唱第一曲。
Sisters, 你曾奉言过施救故事，耶稣在上舍命，主宝血
心破碎，
救主为你舍命心破碎，救主舍命心破碎，为你为我伸冤施加，救主舍命心破碎。
我们一起来第三句。
Verse three together.
你曾奉言过和主要望见说成了事为你。
你曾奉对主
说感谢主，因你为我舍己，求主为你舍命心破碎，求主舍命心破碎。上悬十字架 救主，赦免心我罪。
今天主还一样来呼召我们。
And Jesus is still calling us today.
每一次我们在这里说我们享受过头一次爱的时候。
Every time we testify that I have tasted that first love.
实在不是因为我们有什么样的表现。
We know it's not because of our own good deeds.
主实在是你看伤了我们，也厌中了我们。
But because the Lord has loved us.
今天早间你还用你的爱来呼召我们每一位。
And this morning you're still calling us to you through this great love.
也许你觉得你这些日子里面你已经疲乏了。也许在这些日子里面你已经觉得疲乏了。
Maybe you feel tired and weary these days.
你觉得多少时候你也跟不上。
And you feel that you just can't catch up with others.
好像外面的环境也不如我所愿。
And maybe you will encounter a very difficult situation.
但是主还来呼召我们。
But the Lord still calls us.
在世界上我们也许不能够成为一个在世人所看得上起眼的人。
Maybe we're not respected by people in this world.
像尼哥底母这样有权势、名利双收的，在社会上有地位上的人。
But even for someone like Nicodemus, who is financially doing well and socially accepted.
甚至上我们好像是一个无名的小族。
He will need Jesus and we lowly people, ordinary people.
但是主今天早间来呼召我们。
Lord, you still call us to you.
我们只要来到他的面前相信他。
And all we need to do is just to come to him and believe in him.
我们什么都不要做。
We don't have to do anything at all.
就是来信他。
Just to believe.
今天早间你用你的爱来呼召我们。
And Lord, call us with this great love this morning.
像我们这样残缺不堪的人，你来呼召我们。
And filthy and unworthy people like us, you still call us.
像我们在社会上在视为渣滓的人，你来呼召我们。
And maybe we're despised by the world, but you still call us.
保罗说他是在罪人中的罪魁。
And Paul regarded himself the chief sinner.
他还被主所使用。
And you still use him greatly.
今天早间你还用这样的爱来呼召我们。
And this morning you still call us with this great love.
从我们内心的深处说，主，我们也愿意来相信。
And from the depth of our heart we say, Lord, yes, I want to believe in you.
知道你所成就的这一切。
Because I know everything you have done for me.
是为了你和我。
It's not just for me, it's for everyone here.
所流出来的宝血。
You shed your precious blood for us.
我们都需要在主的里面再生一次。
And we need to be born again from Jesus.
靠着他的水洗，靠着他的灵浸。
Through the water and through the Spirit.
我们要在主的面前再生一次。
We had to be born again.
主啊，今天早间求你来收留我们。
Lord, please accept us.
我们来唱副歌。
Sing the chorus one more time.
求主为你赦免你心。
凡是有感动的，请你站起来。
And if you are touched by the love of the Lord, I'd like to invite you to stand up.
不管你信主多年，或者蒙恩没有多久，或者你是福音朋友。
Maybe you are just a gospel friend who listened to the gospel first time, or you being a Christian.
主还来呼召我们。
And the Lord still calls us with His love.
他知道我们所有的软弱。
He knows all of our weaknesses.
但是我们知道，我们只要坚持到底。
And the only thing we need to do is to hold on to the end.
必然得救。
And we will be saved.
今天我们只要把那个信心跨出那一步。
And just make that step of faith this morning.
时间不在我们的手中。
We don't have control of time.
时间也不在我们的手上。
And we don't own time either.
我们总觉得我们可是真要活了很久。
We always feel that we still have days to go.
说实在，我们出了这个门，我们都不知道下一步是发生什么样的事。
Actually, we have no control of the next moment once we walk out this building.
主早间你来呼召我们每一位。
Lord, come and call us near to you.
主早间你来对我们说话。
Speak to our hearts this morning.
主说我们来愿意来跟随我们的主。
Let's answer his calling by saying,
"Jesus, I will follow." 像我们这样不配的人也能够来到你的面前。
Even unworthy person like me.
是你的恩典和怜悯。
It is your grace and your mercy, Lord.
主啊，求你用圣灵做无往不透的事。
Lord, move with your Holy Spirit.
要让我们来相信你的自己。
And help us to believe in you.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉靠你自己宝贵的圣
名。We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.